The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This guy's going to be at the Holland Performing Arts Center in Omaha on Friday. If you're in Kansas City, Uptown Theater Saturday. And for other parts of the country, in case you're listening to other places, go to marknormancomedy.com. He's got a big theater tour happening
right
now.
Mark Norman, do you say theater or theater?
I say theater. I'm a heterosexual.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Todd tries to pronounce stuff right sometimes. I say theater, too, for that matter. This is your first theater tour, right, by yourself?
Yeah. Started about in the summer last year, and it's cooking, baby.
I know. Congratulations. But congratulations, man. You're a funny dude.
We'll miss seeing you at the club, but we're happy for your success.
What do you?
I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll get canceled or OD. Something will happen. I'll run over a kid. Who knows?
You're anticipating a lot.
So I love that you run over a kid, but you'll still be booked in clubs if that happens. I got it. All right.
That won't get you kicked out of a club.
No, not clubs at all. No, I realize you're very successful now, and congratulations. You deserve it. You're a funny dude. You show up my reels all the time. I love your stuff. And you were in our studio years ago. But when you made the jump, what did you like or dislike about the jump from clubs to theaters?
Oh, well, the theaters are nice because there's no chicken wings, there's no check spot, there's no weird religious soccer mom who doesn't know who you are and hears you do a Jew joke and, her eyes start bleeding. So that part's nice, but clubs are fun because you can get rowdy, you can get nasty in there, you're right on top of them, and it's right. More like an orgy, whereas a theater is like making love to your wife.
All right. Oh, congratulations, by the way. You're married, right? Did you recently get married?
Yeah, I give it a year.
Okay. Well, especially you run over that kid. That might change things, too, for that matter.
Right. Yeah, it was our kid.
I'll give it a year. Mark Norman with us. Friday night, Holland Performing Arts Center. That's a great place, by the way. You'll love that. We've seen some comedy there before. It's a beautiful, beautiful venue here in Omaha. So
Saturday, Uptown Theater in Kansas City, if you're down that way.
So what's up with you got a bourbon, right? You and Morrell got a bourbon out?
Yes, sir. It's called Bodega Cat. It's a nice rye. It's available online. We're trying the whole booze thing. We're hawking hooch.
Yeah. Do you drink bourbon? Do you like bourbon?
Love bourbon. Yeah, I'm from New Orleans, so, getting a DUI there is like getting a bar mitzvah.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah. When you decided... 13.
Now, I realize when celebrities, you guys like that, put your name on something, does a company, do you get to taste stuff that you want to put your name on there?
Yeah. How involved are you?
Yeah.
Oh, we got all in. I mean, we love drinking, so we didn't want to just, fake it like The Rock or Kevin Hart, We're actually alcoholics. So, they sent us about 20 samples, and we made a night out of it.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good point, though, because a lot of those guys selling hooch, like you said, hooch, are not big drunks.
And when you're tasting that bourbon, what are you looking for?
Yeah, can you distinguish one to the other when you're tasting that many?
What is outstanding to you?
Well, it's the taste, it's the feel. Some are just so strong, and it tastes like, you know, turpentine or something, and then some are a little too soft. You want a little bite. It's like doing oral. You want a little stank on it, but not too much.
Good analogy.
I'm not arguing that at all. No, no. You also have a tab on your website called I Love the Jews.
Yeah, explain that. It's David Steinberg, Gary Shandling, Phyllis Diller, Sarah Silverman, Robert Klein, and Blossom.
Yeah. Some of the funniest people out there, right? Well, Blossom was great. Blossom was great on Big Bang, for that matter.
Yeah. So
good point.
Did you have a crush on Blossom as a young man?
No. I like a big honker, but that's a little out of control. But
and all these other people, I assume you admire Steinberg, Robert Klein, Shandling.
I just put it together. I'm a young kid from New Orleans, and we didn't have a lot of Jewish people. So I noticed, like, it was a pattern here. Larry David, Seinfeld, Adam Sandler, you know, these are all guys I like. So I said, hey, why not make a tab?
Yeah. So Seinfeld called you the what was his line about you, by the way? That's pretty cool that Seinfeld picked you out. I wrote it down here.
Called me
best young comedian.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, best young comedian. So did you get a chance to meet him?
Oh, yeah. We work together. We chat on the phone now. We've built a little relationship. It's terrifying. It's like having a supermodel's number. I get drunk and I just want to send him a picture of my genitals.
When did it become, because obviously he's the stellar, we all understand what you're trying to say here, but when did it become like, are you still in awe every time you talk to him?
Right. Or did you ever become less than starstruck?
Yeah, well, it's scary. You know, watched him as a kid with my parents, must-see TV, the sitcom, the whole thing is bananas. But it takes about a half an hour. So every time we hang out or talk on the phone, for that first half hour, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. I'm a wreck. I got lotion, a napkin. But then
hopefully that's on the phone. That's just on the phone, right? Not in person, right?
Just on the phone, yeah. In person, it's a whole different story. But I wear two pairs of underwear just to keep it down. But over the phone, it's definitely, it takes about a half hour for it to, like, go away, and then you're good to go.
Have you gotten in a car and did coffee with him? Did you do a segment of that?
I have not. That show ended before my time, and it really bummed me out.
That did end, yeah. You got two podcasts out. We Might Be Drunk. That's with Morrell, right? Is that that one? And then Tuesdays with Stories. Is that with List?
Joe List, yeah. Oh, the hilarious Joe List.
Yeah, we love Joe.
Just had a baby.
Yeah, he did. Oh, he did? That's right. He did. I saw that, man. He was just in the studio with us about a couple months back. We love Joe. Mark Norman at the Holland Performing Arts Center this Friday night, Uptown Theater in Kansas City, Saturday. This tour is going on into next year. Go to marknormancomedy.com. You can see all the tour dates there, including the tab, I Love the Jews.
And what's the name of the bourbon?
It's called Bodega Cat. Give it a goog. It's all over the internet. We'll ship it right to your house.
All right. We will do that, man. Mark, thanks for calling, man. Good luck this weekend, and congratulations on the tour, man. You deserve it.
Thank you. You guys are the best in the business, and that's no lie, unlike George Santos.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Talk soon.
Thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you. Comedy.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's funny, dude.
He is.
Just in awe. He's quick and off the cuff. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Sam Morril here. I think he's here in February.
Yeah,
he's coming to the Bone.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And I'm hoping.
I thought he was doing theaters too.
He's doing a whole weekend. He does.
Oh, he does. Okay,
but I think this is one of the clubs that he likes, and who knows if he's working on ramping up his new hour to go out back to theaters.
His last special was fantastic.
It was his last special really felt more like a live stand-up show than nearly any other special I've seen.
Yeah,
you feel like you're in the crowd.
It kept me interested for the entire thing, which is tough.
Yeah, because we're too close to the business, I think, sometimes,
Yeah.
Knowing these douchebags we all hang out with.
It was also...
all these comedians we know really well.
It was also a really... It was
a very talented men, by the way.
It was like maybe 50 minutes long, too.
Yep.
That's pretty long for us.
Perfect. It was perfect length.
Although, actually, not too long, right?
It wasn't 90 minutes.
Right.
It was 45, 50 minutes in and out, and it was fantastic from top to bottom.
I'll ask both of you guys this. When you get to headline a show, both of you, Walsh and you, Nick... And you on stage, and granted, you're digging it. You're kicking ass. You feel it. And is there a point where you realize, listen, I know they're all still laughing, but I'm probably on too long. I mean, can you feel that at all?
Yeah. If they're all laughing, no.
Okay. When do you notice when somebody's gone, people look at their phone for time or watch or what?
You can feel them start to drag sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
If you feel
the laughs won't be as big or they'll be a little slower coming in, or you could just see, like, if you can see people, you can see it in their body language.
Well, there's a tired thing, I think. I've been at shows before. I'm not going to mention names, but I've been a couple of shows at the Funny Bone where the comedian was famous, and it got long, and it was like, well, what else is going on? And they keep talking, and I was just tired.
Yeah,
I'm just not sleepy, like bored, not old man tired, just tired. Like, okay, all right.
I think all three of us walked out of a very famous comedian one time at the Funny Bone after he passed about the 90-minute mark on a Tuesday night, and we all just went,
I might have left on a Friday, by the way. And once again, I was enjoying the comedy, but I might have left. It wasn't even about a Tuesday with me. It was just like, okay, that's way too long.
See you tomorrow.
How about you?
I am just trying to do the contractually obligated time.
Yeah.
Okay. that's when I know it's time to go.
Well,
I'm there. It's on.
Well, you leave them wanting more a little bit. You know, that's what the Stones always said. I know I like Springsteen as much as the next guy, probably more than the next guy. But sometimes you just say, okay. That's a good show.
Generally, the contractually obligated time, 45 to an hour?
45 to an hour, yeah.
You're the headliner?
But people will tell me, they'll go, oh, go up there and do 45 to an hour. I go, how much do I have to do? How much am I required to do?
Right.
But do you run a timer on your phone, or you just look at your watch? What do you do? Because I have to imagine there's some times where you get into it and you're going, all right, we're kicking ass. You look down. Oh, God, we're 13 minutes in. This is going to be a long night.
No, that's our show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's this.
Sometimes it happens in the mornings, too.
When that happens,
6:13.
Though.
Oh, my God.
When that happens, what Push just said, I'm never actually kicking ass. If it's only 13 minutes, I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to have to. Talk about a donkey.
If you're kicking ass, you're like, oh, I only have 20 minutes left.
And when I started, when like doing the Clash of the Comics, when I did those contests, I used to, a couple times people got mad because I won a couple of those contests only doing like 3 minutes.
Okay.
Because I would get a huge laugh.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, that's the winner. Boom. Mm-hmm.
And then you don't go over?
I wouldn't do the five. I would just hit it at 2.5, 3 minutes and be
the clashes.
Well,
okay, mm-hmm. The clashes. Okay.
Yeah. So I would just hit my peak and be like, okay, I'm out. I'm not going to try to get you anymore after that.
Yeah, ended on a good big laugh.
And by the way, a Clash of the Comics, sometimes I wish they'd be about 30 seconds.
These smaller towns, do they expect
not
more?
Not you.
Because they're entertainment starved generally?
If
you quit after 45 minutes, they'd like
they
to go.
Think so sometime before.
Okay.
I think no matter where you are, it's the same attention span for stand-up. It's about an hour and a half. Because it's something you have to be thinking about. There's a reason not like Wayne's World and Billy Madison are 90 minutes. For comedy, I think there's a time span that makes
sense.
And
you're talking the whole lineup.
Yeah, the whole lineup, the whole show.
The whole show, 90 minutes.
Yeah, you've gotten calls, Nick. People say, come out here and do 3 hours. Bring a whole...
No, I'm not doing 3 hours. No. And I'll show up at your Christmas party and I'll do 30 tops.
Yeah.
Ismo, how about Ismo? He's talking about comedy in he's Norway, right? Yeah.
Finland.
Three 4-hour shows.
Crazy. Oh, God.
Yeah.
But him.
They must appreciate art there.
Or it's too cold to go outside.
Or starving for something.
Well, didn't you say?
But he said that's a natural thing. That's just naturally over there. He would take a break, come back and do another hour and a half or something like that.
I wonder how he even records his sets, because that's what I'll use to keep track of time. It's just like the voice memo,
the recording.
But that takes up a lot of space on your phone. I don't know how you would, how would you keep track of that?
I don't know if it's Finland or Norway, but they're also entertained by just watching a fire on TV.
Mm. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I remember.
They love watching a good fire pit.
Mm. When I came over from rodeo stuff, rodeo's time limit, comedy's 90 minutes.
Right.
Rodeo, the PBR put a study, 2 hours and 15 minutes was the max. They could hold people's attention for that.
Right.
So then when I came to comedy and at the start, they're like, oh, we want a 2.5-hour show.
Right.
Like, people don't even want to watch bulls run over men.
No.
For more than 2:15. Well, you don't want to just watch us talk in a
college
room.
College football's too long, I think. They better this year, but it was always been too long. You know, there's a burnout period.
Well, like you mentioned, even with your favorite band, I saw Metallica earlier, last month. 2:10, 2:15, they were wrapping things up. And that was perfect. That was fine for me.
Saturday, Chris Isaak went about 1:40. And I was fine with that. That was just about perfect.
And he played twice as many songs as Metallica did in that 2 hours songs are all 10 minutes.
He's got a lot of
And
there
were chicks at the Chris Isaak show, right? Which is good for you. Right?
Metallica wasn't Rush.
You brought a woman, but what?
It was probably 70-30 dudes to women. It wasn't Rush or Tool.
Metallica chicks, though,
Maybe it's 70 and a half. And you're like straddling that line.
Yeah. But I'm guessing there's some hotties, though, at the Chris Isaak show. Were there, Todd, besides your wife?
Good job there.
The queefing the wicked game?
You just didn't look around him? Yeah.
No, there were. It was an older crowd, I'll tell you that.
Well, of course it would be.
Oh, yeah. His best album came out 35 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Was everybody fart at the beginning of that song?
Besides you.
Play that again.
No, right. There's a friend of ours got to meet with him afterwards, and I wish I would have hung out with her, so I would have got to meet him, and I would have brought that up. Certainly,
you think you would have brought that up?
Sure.
It's funny as hell. Let's dig it up. We can.
I don't believe that he's not seen that.
It's amazing how similar.
A friend sent it to him.
Somebody sent it to him.
Right.
Certainly.
Yeah.
It's a guy farting in his bathroom and he thinks it sounds like the beginning of Wicked Game.
And it does.
And it does. And it does. Mark Norman joined us there. Check him out on the podcast. He was funny.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.